prayer is a cry from the heart, from the very soul.
Yes.
Man. How many knows there's power in prayer?
Power in prayer.
Power. I was reading this morning. I'll start with this. You know, prayer can reach long distance.
Mm-hmm. Long distance.
You can reach all the way around the world.
All the way around the world.
If you got somebody on your heart and you're praying for them, God can touch them instantaneously, momentarily. When we cry from the depths of our heart, God can touch them. This man tells about when he was in Vietnam. His nightmare began each day when he awoke. This man's name was James Stigalls. He was 19 years old. He was in Vietnam. Though he carried a small Gideon New Testament in his shirt pocket, he just couldn't bring himself to read it. His buddies were cut down all around him. Terror was building within him, and God seemed so far away. His 20th birthday passed, then his 21st. At last, he felt like, I can't go on. James says, I can't go on. Notice the date. On February the 26th, 1968, he prayed for it all to end, and his heart told him that he would die before dusk. Sure enough, his base came under attack that day, and Jim heard a rocket coming straight toward him. 3 seconds to live, he told himself, then two. Then he thought it was all over. They was being bombarded. I'm going to die. A friend grabbed a hold of him and pulled him and yanked him down into a pit. And he waited for the rocket to explode. But there was only silence. The fuse malfunctioned. It didn't go off. Listen to this. He said, for 5 hours, I knelt in that pit. And finally, with my quivering hand, I reached into my shirt pocket and I took out my testament. And I began in that 5 hours, hiding in that pit, I read Matthew, and I kept a reading it through the first 18 chapters. He said, when I came to Matthew 18, 19th and 20th verse, he said, I somehow knew that everything was going to be all right. Long after Jim returned home, he visited his wife's grandmother, Mrs. Harris. She told him a night about a night years before when she had awakened in terror. Knowing that Jim was in Vietnam, she had a sense that he was in bad trouble. She began to pray for God to spare his life. Unable to kneel on her knees because of arthritis, she said she lay prone on the floor praying and reading her Bible all night. Just before dawn, she read Matthew 18, 19th, and the 20th verse. If two of you agree down here on earth as touching anything that you shall ask, it shall be done of my Father which is in heaven. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of him. She said, I immediately called my Sunday school teacher, got him out of bed, and he came to my house, Mistress Harris's house, where together they claimed the Lord's promise as they prayed for Jim until they were reassured that God had moved and felt a peace. Having told Jim that story, Mrs. Harris opened her Bible to show him, said, Jim, said, look right here. This is where I marked it, and I underlined it, and I said, it's Jim, February the 26th, 19 and 68. Don't tell me God can't hear and don't answer prayer.
Hey.
Hallelujah to the Lord. I tell you what, we need to seek the face of the Lord and to be persuaded that He still hears us when we cry and He still answers prayer. It don't matter how far down a soul is, God can rescue them. I don't care how far they've sunk, God can still save them and bring them in. Can you raise your hand and say, God still hears and answers prayers? We need an intercessory prayer in our life. You know what intercessory prayer is? It's putting yourself in the shoes of somebody else and getting a hold of God. You stand proxy in God's eyes for them. This ain't even in my lesson.
Come on.
I was at the plant.
Come on.
I was pulling doubles, but I remember that I was on even turn at that given time. And I have never since then, I don't think, felt like this. I felt like I was cut off. I mean, the coldest, numbing, fearful feeling. Brother Charlie, I could never put it in words. I felt like I was damned, I was doomed, I was lost, and I was going to hell. Break time. Every time I got caught up on my work, Brother Chuck, I'd go into the shower room. They had a bench right there in front of the lockers. The bathroom part was in the other half. And I'd get on that bench, and I'd cry to God. I'd say, God, what's wrong with me? God, have I sinned? Have you cut me off? I said, God, I feel like you're a million miles away from me. What have I done? What have I done? What have I done? I did not realize God was letting me feel proxy for those that I was working with. That's what a real burden is.
Right.
You pick up what the other person. It could be sin. It could be them in sin, lost without God. You could feel proxy for them being sick. We need an intercessory prayer life. This went on for 2 or 3 weeks. I'd go in there and cry till I couldn't cry. I said, God, at least 2 or 3 weeks. I said, I feel lost. I feel like I'm going to hell. Oh, God, where are you? What have I done? Just show me, Lord. What have I done? And I'll make it right.
Come on, Lord.
Felt dead. Missy, I felt, I keep putting it in words, how numbing fear and lost and doomed that I felt.
Yeah.
Went in there, into the control room, and the operator's sitting there. The night super walks in. He's a good Christian man. He died of cancer now. He walked in, and him and I loved to talk about the Lord. He came in, I'll never forget it. There was a stool there. Grabbed that old steel stool and pulled it across the tile on the floor and sat right there. I was in a chair right here, felt lost without God. Oh, Lord, I would still teach, but I had to do it all by faith. It felt like, oh, God, where you at? We got to talking to him back and forth, and I called his name. I said, Ron, I said, I just taught Sunday school this past Sunday, and I said, I taught on Genesis 6, where God said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. And I said, that's a fearful place to be in when you feel like you're cut off, and when God has given you time after time, and He's dealt with your heart, and His spirit is down, and He just feels like that He just gave up on you. He's not talking to you anymore. Listen, the operator was over here, and he had his back to us, and he was there, and I don't remember what he was doing now, but he had papers in front of him. Brother Jason, his name was Donald Burge, and he wheeled around like that, and tears was literally running down his face. And I'll never forget it. He rolled on that chair. It had rollers on it. He rolled right up in between me and Ronnie. Hallelujah. He said, would you all pray for me? He said, I feel like that I've been cut off. He said, I've been backslid on God for years. And I lead. You all was talking about that. And I don't want the Lord giving up on me. I'm telling you, me and Ronnie laid hands on him and began to pray for Donald. And the tears literally, Brother Earl, was a running off in his face. Hallelujah. Laid hands on him and prayed for him. Hallelujah. And when we got done, he picked up the phone. He told his wife, he said, I just prayed here on the job. And I feel like everything is all right. I gave my heart back to Jesus. And honey, we're going to go to church. We're going to start and go to church. Oh, the power, hallelujah, of an intercessory prayer. You feel sometimes that it's you going through it, and you're the one that's burdened, you're the one that's cut off, and you're the one that's lost, and you can't feel nothing. Have you ever thought that God isn't letting you be proxy for the old those around you and in your family? He'll give you a burden so heavy, and when you pray it through, God will move.
Right,
amen.
Oh, God.
God will move. Blessing.
Did that feeling leave? No.
Come on.
I questioned the Lord. That was such a victory, but I was dead.
Come on.
Come on.
I was dead.
Come on.
Thank God for Dawn. He grabbed us and hugged us. Days went by. I felt just as lost. Doomed. When I'd teach, I'd had to force it out just by faith.
Come on.
Heavy. Earl, Brother Earl, heavy. Heavy.
Come on.
It's more than I could bear. I felt, God, I'm doing all this teaching,
yeah,
and I myself's going to hell. I did not realize we need God to give us wisdom and knowledge.
Amen. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Yes.
Amen. I'd go in the shower room, Brother Chuck, and lay on that bench. And I'd cry. I'd cry till I couldn't cry. And then sometimes I couldn't cry. I'd moan.
Come on.
Where are you at, God? And I remember in that control room, there was a little room right here and had a door to it. And I'd go in there into the, and it was on even turn, the boss is home, the main boss is home. And I'd go in there and I'd get the newspaper and I'd open it up and read the obituaries. I always had a habit of that. So I went in there and I had just had opened the paper. In walked Brian. He helped me on the floor with the crane. We do all the lifting, you know, the metal and working the furnaces and everything and stripping the metal out and loading them on train cars. In there. Just open it up. Brian comes through. He said, Tommy, he said, can I talk to you? I said, yeah. I said, sit down there, Brian. They had two chairs in there. He sat down. He looked at me. He said, Tommy, he said, I've been backslid for years. I quit going to church. And he said, I feel like I'm blaspheming God.
Come on.
Bless you, Lord.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Yes. Feel it.
I feel like I blasphemed God and he won't forgive me. No wonder. No wonder. I was feeling what I was feeling.
Come on.
Proxy, we need to ask God to give us intercessory prayer and pray it through.
Yeah.
I said, Brian, I said, you ain't committed the unpardonable sin just because you backslid. I said, Jesus still loves you and he'll forgive you. He said, Tommy, right there next to me, he said, would you pray for me? I said, I sure will. Scooted that old newspaper aside and I prayed for Brian. And honest brother Chick, he started crying. He said, thank you, Tommy. I feel better. You know what Brian did? Exactly what Donald Burge did. He went out there and got his phone. Got the phone. And he called his wife. He said, honey, he said, I got back to God. And we're going back to church. Realize, teach us, God. Let the Holy Ghost teach us. We need to pray for ourselves and get in a place with God where He can use us. We're His hands, we're His feet, and we're His mouthpiece. We're a light set on a hill. Raise your little hand and praise Him. It wouldn't be after all. Hallelujah. It was the Lord that reaching for the lost around me.
Yes. Amen. Come on. Come on. Yes. Man.
I went through this recently.
Come on.
Not as bad. I had a little touch of it here recently. Read your Bible. Read the prophets. Read Daniel. Read Isaiah. Read Ezekiel. Read Jeremiah. Listen, when they prayed over the sins of their nation and their people, they would always include their self.
Yes.
We have sinned. We have failed. God, by the Spirit, was letting them feel the same doom.
Come on.
And if they didn't pray it through, if Jeremiah had failed to pray that through, the whole nation would have lost. Brother Jason, I feel this all over me. If we fail, we're failing our family. We're failing our church. We're failing our neighborhood. We're failing our work people.
Amen.
Oh,
now.
Help
me,
Lord.
That's what intercessory prayer is. Jeb Stegall says, I knew I was going to die. He said the rockets was going off all around. 21 years of age, had a little Gideon Bible in his shirt pocket. He just couldn't bring himself to read it for whatever reason. He said it heard the rocket coming. He was coming right at us. I was going to die. Knew it. He said, my buddy grabbed me and threw me down in that pit. Little did I know that my wife's grandmother, way halfway around the world, could not sleep. And all of a sudden, she woke up in terror, thinking about Jim. So heavy upon her heart about Jim in Vietnam. What was that? That was the Holy Ghost. Are we obedient?
Come on.
Are we obedient when God deals with us? When He lays somebody's name upon us and a heart, He puts it in our heart and lays it heavy upon us. Have we missed times that we could have really made a difference? Have we missed those? Have we missed souls? Has God brought them into our life, into our heart and our mind? We didn't take it serious enough, and now they're in a mess, or they're not here?
Come on.
Lord, help.
She began to read Matthew 18 and that verse. She called her Sunday school teacher, come over.
I've got Jim so heavy on my heart. He's over Vietnam. Listen, he comes all the way over. And they begin to pray and agree on that scriptures touching anything that they ask. We're praying for Jim. And it was at that moment, Jim Steagles was down inside of that pit and read the same scripture at the same day, the same time. This thing is more real than we really realize it is.
Oh, God.
Oh, the spirit realm. How God operates in the spirit.
Yes.
All he's asking for is obedient hearts that will listen. What do you want out of me, Lord? Give me the burden. You know, sometimes we don't really pray for a burden. We don't want a burden. We don't want a burden. Why don't we? Let's ask God to burden us down and see. Now, since you know what I've just told you this morning, you'll know when you begin to feel that. It's like a pressure and a crush upon you and a heaviness upon you. It's like you can't break through. But listen, that's the power of the Holy Ghost, because you've got the Holy Ghost down deep inside. You can pray that thing through.
Amen.
And when you pray it through, listen, when Brian come in and I pray and tears are rolling and thank you, Tommy. I'm going back to church. Every bit of that lifted. I went through that for weeks. Sister Missy went through it. Weeks. All that time, because I was a crying. Yeah, and with me praying for me, I thought it was all me, but I would still, and that when I was in that shower room, I was praying, God, touch these men I work with, Lord. Touch these men I work with, Lord. Save them. Save them. And look what God done.
Praise God. Amen.
Mary and I, just last year, we attended Don Burge's funeral. And his pastor said he has never failed one time, did he not? Always in every service, said Don would stand. This was years ago. Don would stand up and say, I love the Lord and I thank you for saving me.
Praise God.
Thank the Lord.
That was just last year. Don made it to heaven.
Yeah. There you go.
I want others to go. How many wants others to go? Lord, let the church get back. Let her get back to pray in the night seasons and call on you, God, in the morning. Through the day, making time. Listen, how can God speak to us? How can he use us and deal with us if we don't take any time with him in prayer?
Right.
If we don't open up the Word of God and read it for a while. I'm not talking about just to get your little devotion in and read it for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. No. Listen, read it. Take time to read the Word of God.
Yeah.
And with that, I will lay it on your laps. Raise your little hands to him and say, God, I need you, Lord. Teach me, lead me, feed me, help me, use me, God, use me. Raise your hand right now and praise him. Holy, 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 holy.
Oh, God.
I'm dealing with prayer. You know what prayer is, according to Noah Webster?